Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Well, it might be time for some good news now because a new player in the energy market is promising the cheapest electricity price in the country. The launch of Uno Energy comes shortly after the arrival of a new Austrian-owned mortgage provider, MoCo, and in other good news for mortgage holders in the projection that the European interest rates should fall next year. I'm joined by personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, Charlie Weston. Charlie, dare we hope we're going to have good news on both these fronts now?
Fingers crossed, Claire. I hope we're not going to jinx anything here now by saying this. But yeah, there is some good news. We're seeing some competition re-enter the energy market. We're seeing discounts being offered again. And from next month, we're due to get the first of more energy credits. That's positive. You're right. There's another player coming into the mortgage market. It's going to be a bit of a slow burn, but it's only getting established. That should keep a bit of pressure on the big boys there, AIB and Bank of Ireland, who have the market to themselves. And markets are betting, the money markets are betting that European Central Bank will start cutting its interest rates as early as the second quarter, they're saying. So that's okay. From April on. Now the European Central Bank is at pains to say that that might not happen, but the market certainly seems to think that's going to happen, Claire.
Okay, well let's take a look at the energy situation first. This new provider, they've announced this new rate of 31.5 cents per kilowatt hour. How does that compare with what's out there at the moment?
It's very, very good value. This is a new fixed rate from Uno Energy, they're called. They launched in the summer, and they launched with it's part of the prepay power, but this is not you pay to tap into the meter. You pay the meter. This is you pay every 2 months, or you can pay every month. But Uno Energy, it's called, and it's 5% cheaper than its previous lowest rate. And they say that their new fixed rate will be 430 euros below the standard rates being offered from other suppliers. Over a year, it would work out at about 1,600 euros, which is way down from the 2,000 euros most families would have been paying up to very recently, or even are paying at the moment. So, yeah, you're right. It's a 31.55 cents per kilowatt hour. That's well down on the up to 50 cents that we were being charged recently. So the hope here is, Claire, this will put a bit of pressure on the others. They all dropped their prices this month by between 10 and 20%. Hopefully, if this new player gains a bit of traction, they'll be forced to look at their pricing again, especially as wholesale gas prices are coming down. Mm-hmm. So, it's good news for consumers. You can lock into this fixed rate, doesn't change for a year, and you get a very cheap rate. So what's not to like, as they say.
So we haven't really seen a reaction yet from the other companies. And I wonder, will it be a case of individual consumers having to go to them and say, listen, I'm going to go to this new guy if you don't give me the reduction?
Yeah, that's always worth a try. That always works. And plus as well, the other positive is, all of those suppliers now have discounts again, which they didn't have during the worst of the energy crisis. They're bringing them back in. They're not as good as they were, but at least there are discounts there again. So, yeah, you can haggle. You can always haggle. And, and if you don't get a decent deal, just move. Just switch. It's a painless thing to do. You just need a few details. Get out your energy bill and have your bank details ready. You can do it over the phone and lock yourself into a one-year fixed rate, which is the cheapest in the market. So, mm-hmm. The hope is then in a few weeks when they see how this plays out, that the other big players, the likes of Bord Gáis, Electric Ireland, Energia, SSE Electricity, that they might go again with a price cut. Fingers crossed that it happens.
And before we get too excited, we should remember that our energy prices are still at an historic high, so we're still paying very much more than we were a couple of years ago. Now the mortgages, so we have new competition entering the mortgage market first before we come to any cuts that might happen to the base rate. Tell us about the new player and what impact it's likely to have.
Yeah, there's a new player. It's backed by an Austrian bank. It's called MoCo, and it's done what's called a soft launch. It's launched through a few brokers, a small number in the last 2 weeks. It's backed by this big Austrian bank called Bhagwan. And the idea here is that they will, you know, test out the market, test their proposition, and then come in with rates, hopefully, that will compete with the likes of AIB and Bank of Ireland. Because at the moment, what it's offering is not going to worry them. But the fact that there's another player there should keep some competitive pressure on the likes of AIB, Bank of Ireland, Permanent TSB. You know, luckily, they haven't passed on all of the European Central Bank rate rises in terms of mortgage rates. And that when with a new player in the market, the hope is then that that there'll be some pause for thought, and that they, you know, they look at this and say, we better watch our backs here a bit. And there's another player trying to get up and running, Nua Money. They're not licensed yet by the central bank. You also have the credit unions, which are quite competitive. So there is a little bit of more competition coming into a market which was heavily impacted by the loss of KBC and Ulster Bank. So again, you know, it is a bit of a slow burner, this new company MoCo. But the hope is that in time it will add a bit of a competitive spark to the market.
Mm-hmm. And then you're saying as well that the markets are looking at interest rates and looking at what the ECB might do. And they're saying, well, they've achieved the aim of cutting inflation to a certain extent. So the rate is likely to come down at some point next year.
That's what the markets are now very much are betting that the European Central Bank, having gone up 10 times, unprecedented 10 European Central Bank rate rises, that early next year they'll start cutting the rates. Now, Gabriel McLouf and the other governors of the European Central Bank are at pains to say that's not the case. They don't want people, you know, losing the run themselves again and spending too much. They want to keep a lid on things. But the markets very much think that rates will start coming down. I was only looking at an investor note from Dublin-based Investec Bank this morning, and they reckon second quarter of this year rates will start to come down. And the reason for that, really, Claire, is that inflation in the Eurozone is coming down. The last figures we had was 2.9%. That's down near the 2% target for the European Central Bank. There's figures out this week, and the markets are betting that it'll be 2.7. So we're getting into the territory where, you know, the European Central Bank would be happy that its tough medicine has worked. The other risk is that if the German economy, it's not in great shape, and if it goes into recession, you know, the European Central Bank may feel that it needs to cut rates to help that economy.
Okay, well, good news, Charlie. We hope. Charlie Weston, their personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Coming up next, if you've been bamboozled in a bookshop recently, we have the first of our Christmas book guides this morning, and we're focusing today on fiction.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.